with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's more scrutiny ahead for people hired for the incoming Trump administration.
The Trump transition team signed an agreement to allow the Justice Department to start background checks on nominees and staff. This lets Trump transition aides and future administration staff get security clearances before inauguration day. The signing with the Justice Department was delayed after an agreement was signed to transition with others in the existing federal workforce. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says all nominees must go through the usual Senate process,
including a full FBI background investigation and Senate reviewed.
John Thune, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, said the Trump team understands there's going to have to be a thorough vetting of all these nominees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Winter storm watches have been issued for parts of New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio on Tuesday and are in place for the next few days. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Mitchell says the next storm system will bring heavy winds.
With that front, it's going to bring some strong wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour, especially as the front comes through. And the snow that does come down will come down, could drop visibility to a quarter mile or less.
Snow totals since Thanksgiving in some places are nearing 6 feet. South Korea's President Suk-yeol prompted a night of fear and confusion by issuing a sudden declaration of martial law before lifting it in the early hours. It was the first such declaration since more than four decades ago when the country was controlled by a dictatorship. The edict, a rushed vote by lawmakers to overturn it, and the president's lifting of martial law soon afterwards were moments of high drama. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 76 points. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are heating up in Iowa.
Last year, in the city of Toledo, some atheists managed to get a nativity scene at the local firehouse taken down. This year, members of Solid Rock Church are firing back. Iowa News Now reports that the church has set up a large nativity outside the sanctuary that includes an image of King Herod, which bears the word atheist. This has prompted local atheists to complain that the church is, quote, taking things too far, but there are no plans to modify the display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The bells of Notre Dame are chiming again, but scaffolding that still clings to the cathedral is puzzling some Parisians and raising questions about whether the monument's grand post-blaze reopening is more symbolic than substantive. The iconic church looks bright inside, but still has construction work outside. It's scheduled to welcome the faithful back this coming Sunday. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump has accepted an invitation from France.
It's a grand reopening he couldn't resist. Donald Trump says he'll attend the celebration for the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this weekend, his first foreign trip since winning the presidential election. About 50 heads of state are expected at the high-security affair, which follows a devastating fire in 2019 and 5 years of reconstruction on the landmark site. Trump made the announcement Truth Social site. French President Emmanuel Macron was quick to congratulate Trump on his November election before the race was even called. Last weekend, Trump announced he intends to nominate Charles Kushner, the father of Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, to serve as ambassador to France. I'm Jennifer King.
A court in Bangladesh has rescheduled a bail hearing for a prominent Hindu leader who was detained after leading large rallies in the Muslim-majority country demanding better security for minority groups. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.